Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Capital Connection, Fridays during the Noon Report. We give you direct connection to what's happening in Albany and Harrisburg with the experts on the issues. At the state capitals, they are Jason McGuire of New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms and Michael Geer at the Pennsylvania Family Institute. Well, here we are, guys, the final weekend before Election Day, and I thought this was kind of interesting. I'd like you both to weigh in on this. Jason, I'll begin with you. There was the biggest trending story on Google this week was, can I change my vote? And with so much early voting going on, we knew this would happen. If you would explain your reaction to that and what the rules are when it comes to that in New York.
Yeah, I think when you saw what was happening with the Hunter Biden expose that came out recently, some of the news regarding that, there are people looking to change their vote. In New York, if you have already sent in your absentee ballot or mail-in ballot, you can go vote in person. And so your in-person vote will count and it will invalidate your mailed-in ballot. However, if you have already participated in early voting and voted in person, that vote counts and you cannot vote a second time. That would be a violation of the law.
Yeah, we've already seen over 73 million early votes cast. Both Joe Biden and President Trump have cast theirs. But in Pennsylvania, if folks want to change their vote, their early vote, what are the rules there, Michael?
Well, I'm looking right at the state website called votespa.com, which has lots of detailed information about the voting process in Pennsylvania, much of it new. It specifically says, though, it says right here on the website, it's important to know that your vote is final once your county receives your voted mail-in ballot, and you are not allowed to go to the polling place to change your vote on Election Day.
Yeah.
So it's pretty clear that, no, you can't change your vote if you already sent in your mail-in ballot or dropped it off. You cannot change your vote.
Yeah, and this election is historic on so many fronts. You guys have both talked about how key the turnout will be, how it's going to make or break the president or the Democratic challenger this year. Most pollsters are telling us, Jason, that in the early going, it's mostly Democrat, but day of voting, mostly Republican. When you look across the nation, the key battlegrounds, any reason to believe that's not the case this year?
No, I think that's true. I think you're going to see that the early voting will largely be Democratic voters, and then you'll see the Republicans showing up on November 3rd in large part. But one interesting note is that many of the battleground states, the youth vote that is turning out are white rural voters under age 40. And so those are traditionally Trump supporters. So it'll be interesting to see if that trend holds up, if this high youth vote is actually driven in large part in battleground states by potential Trump supporters.
Yeah, I want to ask you about a Trump undercount in a minute, Jason, but let's go to Michael. The fact that so many people have already voted, they're saying this might be the first election where a majority of votes are cast before Election Day. Do you think that will work to incentivize turnout on the day of, or will it suppress the vote come Election Day, the fact that so many people have already voted?
Well, I think one of the things that voters look for is, you know, what is turnout like? And so if it's only on Election Day and they think, oh, it's a rainy day and probably a lot of other people are not turning out, they may decide not to as well. But knowing that lots of people have gone out or sent in their mail-in ballots and voted before Election Day, I think will be a motivating factor, whatever the weather is on November 3rd.
Yeah. Jason, the fact that the pollsters have analyzed this election six ways from Sunday, they've looked at all the analytics, the metrics of what's going on. Some are talking about a Trump undercount that Newt Gingrich even said this week on Fox News that he thinks there's a 3-7% undercount of Trump supporters in the polls. Anything to that, Jason?
Well, it's hard to tell if there's anything to that until after the election, but I suspect it's true. It's feeling an awful lot like 2016, in which everything is lined up against President Trump, then Canada Trump at the time, but now this year President Trump, and it's feeling an awful lot like 2016. You know, I've basically been saying if it shows that President Trump is within 5 points, he's probably going to win that area. And so I think that's something that may hold up in many of these swing states.
You have 7 key battleground states that the pollsters are looking at. Of course, Pennsylvania is one of those, Michael. There are so many things that you can't put into a poll, things that have even happened this week in Pennsylvania. We look at the rioting and the looting in Philadelphia, over 200 stores vandalized following another police shooting. Does that factor into the final outcome in Pennsylvania?
Well, I think it really will. I think as people see what's happening in cities in Philadelphia and has happened in cities across the country, that concerns voters. And with issues like defunding the police that some parties are calling for and other things like that, I think is motivating factor for people, especially coming this close to the election. There had been seemed to be sort of a quelling of some of the unrest, but to see it break out again right here in Pennsylvania, a swing state, I think is going to make a difference in the vote on November 3rd.
This is our final Capital Connection before the election. We've so much at stake in this country, not just the presidential race, but control of the General Assembly in Harrisburg, the state legislature in Albany, 435 House seats, 35 Senate seats, 11 governor's races, a lot at stake. Jason, one of the things that I like to watch on election night is the exit polling. And I think it's going to come down to two things. The state of our economy. We saw a GDP figure this week that blew my mind. 33% economic growth in the third quarter, historic, but also the pandemic. The top two concerns of voters is this plague and the economy. What do you think will matter most on the minds of those all important, if there are any left, all important undecided voters?
Yeah, I honestly think there are very few undecided voters left. So you're really talking about the independent voters right in the middle there as to which way they're going to land. And I think that, you know, for me, I live in New York, and I sometimes forget what freedom smells like and tastes like compared to some other states. And so here we're used to the lockdowns and the clampdowns. But if you get out of New York State, the attitude is very different. And I think that there, the independent voters just want to get on with their lives. They see an economy that wants to bounce back from the COVID clampdown. And I think that ultimately that will be what drives the decisions, is people who want to get on with their lives. This economy wants to get up and move. And I think the voters are going to offer an assist on Election Day.
Yeah, let me ask you the same question, Michael, just phrase it a little differently when it comes to those exit polls and what's on the minds of voters when they leave the ballot box. Of course, it's going to be COVID-19. Of course, it's going to be these shutdown orders in Pennsylvania that have destroyed so many lives. The state of our economy, maybe the confirmation of Justice Amy Coney Barrett, maybe that's going to factor in. What do you think will be most on the minds of those independent voters in Pennsylvania?
Well, I think COVID and economy are going to be front and center. There's no question about it. And where they land depends on their views of those issues. But the shutdown and the impact of the shutdown is very significant on the economy and the livelihoods of many Pennsylvanians. Then, you know, issues like fracking and the energy issues, which came out in this latest debate, will be weighing on things. And then the Senate confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett, I think, will also be especially on the minds of pro-life voters as they see the President Trump making another Supreme Court nomination and confirmation of a pro-life justice. That's going to be on the minds of many voters in Pennsylvania.
Okay, and then real quickly, about a minute left, those down-ballot races, control of the state legislatures in Albany and Harrisburg. Jason, we saw what one-party rule resulted in last year with that radical abortion expansion law that took effect about a year ago. What does the future hold for the Empire State when it comes to control of the legislature?
Well, it's tough. You know, I think we're probably going to see we're on the cusp of a Democratic supermajority in New York. 2020 is going to be tough. 2022 probably bodes better for Republicans in this state. But what happens this year, whether one or two seats are picked up by Democrats, will likely determine how far left the legislature moves in the next legislative session.
Okay. And Michael, I'll ask you real quick, do you think the Republican majorities in the General Assembly shrink or expand as a result of Tuesday's vote?
Well, based on polling and the unprecedented amount of money that's coming in from out of state to support left-wing candidates, I think it's likely to shrink. But we're hopeful that that the GOP control in the House and Senate will stay, which will protect the pro-life majority in our legislature.
All right, that'll have to be the last word this week, but here we go. Just a few more days left. If you're still on the fence, undecided, know where the candidates stand on the issues. Michael, you've got a wonderful voter's guide where folks can go to. If you would, please let us know what that is.
PAFamilyVoter.com.
And in New York State, Jason?
NewYorkVoterGuide.com.